Watch him carefully. This man, more than 2,000 years old, is one of the clay cavalrymen that once protected the tomb of the first Chinese emperor, Qin Shi Huangdi. The warrior and his horse are now at the entrance to the National Geographic Museum in Washington and is among the largest number of Chinese terracotta figures ever to travel to the United States. Stanford University professor Albert Dean curated the exhibit. It includes 15 life-size terracotta figures and 100 sets of artifacts.
This army represents an unusual display of the level of craftsmanship in ancient China and of the scale of resources able to be mustered.
35 years ago, a group of farmers in China's Shanxi province were digging a well. They came across a terracotta warrior leading to one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of the 20th century. Today, archaeologists believe that about 7,000 vivid life-size ceramic figures, horses and chariots, were buried in a massive underground tomb complex. About 1,000 have been excavated. The warriors were supposed to protect Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi in his afterlife. Professor Dean says the discovery of the terracotta soldiers has provided a wealth of information about the Qin dynasty, including the construction of the tomb complex, which took 36 years.
When they start figuring out how much wood it took to build these things, the kind of clays, all of this, the amounts just stagger the imagination.
This is the largest exhibit of Chinese terracotta figures to tour the United States. Xie Feng, a diplomat at China's embassy in Washington, spoke at the exhibit's press preview. He referred to President Barack Obama's visit to Beijing, which was taking place on the same day.
President Obama's visit to China is historic. So is the Terracotta Warriors exhibition here. Their coincidence is an auspicious sign of further development of China-U.S. cultural exchanges, of mutual understanding and friendship.
Susan Norton, director of the National Geographic Museum, says the show is already a success.
It is beyond our wildest dreams. You know, as of this morning, we've sold over 96,000 advance tickets. This is unheard of.
The museum shop is offering the chance for visitors to take something home, from small replicas of the terracotta figures to Chinese souvenirs. The exhibit remains in Washington through the end of March. For producer Zulima Palacio, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.